Recently, a finance professor and an MBA student, both at Stanford University, wrote an opinion piece for the New York Times with this provocative paragraph. Here I quote, "Credit card perks for educated, usually urban professionals, are being subsidized by people who have less. In other words, when you book a hotel room or a flight at no cost, poor consumers are ultimately footing the bill." Unquote. From America's most popular travel radio show, this is your Armworld Travel Minute. I'm Rudy Maxa. Many travelers collect those points and miles assiduously, but they're purchased by credit card companies from airlines and hotels. So how do credit card companies cover those costs? Well, they charge U.S. merchants fees per transaction, often nine times more than anywhere else in the world. And they charge higher interest rates to cardholders who don't pay the full balance on their bills every month. So consumers traveling on points enjoy perks less affluent folks usually can never collect. Even if you don't give a hoot about points and miles, if you're buying anything with any method, you're still subsidizing folks who collect those perks by staying free in hotels and flying for free. Something to think about. You'll find more travel info at armworldtravel.com.